November 1, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Ye are not your own. Know ye not that ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. There is no such thing as a private life, a world within a world, for a man or woman who is brought into fellowship with Jesus Christ's sufferings. God breaks up the private life of his saints and makes it a thoroughfare for the world on the one hand, and for himself on the other. No human being can stand that unless he is identified with Jesus Christ. We are not sanctified for ourselves. We are called into the fellowship of the gospel, and things happen which have nothing to do with us. God is getting us into fellowship with himself. Let him have his way. If you do not, instead of being of the slightest use to God in his redemptive work in the world, you will be a hindrance and a clog. The first thing God does with us is to get us based on rugged reality until we do not care what becomes of us individually, as long as he gets his way for the purpose of his redemption. Why shouldn't we go through heartbreaks? Through those doorways, God is opening up ways of fellowship with his Son. Most of us fall and collapse at the first grip of pain or trouble. We sit down on the threshold of God's purpose and die away of self-pity. And also called Christian sympathy will aid us to our deathbed. Our God, but God will not. He comes with the grip of the pierced hand of his Son Jesus and says, "Enter into fellowship with me, arise and shine." If through a broken heart God can bring his purposes to pass in the world, then thank him for breaking your heart. That's the end of Oswald's text. The way God makes our life into a thoroughfare for the world to traverse on, walk on, use, and otherwise be propelled on, or for God himself, on the other hand, to use us, we become simply a highway of blessing, a highway that leads people in the world to God, and a highway that lets God traverse across us to the world, to touch the world in which we live. When we have fellowship with the gospel and we are sanctifying, being that which God wants us to be, fully his, then everything that happens is of no consequence to us and no concern to us. It is simply a circumstance which God will choose to use to manifest himself to others. Let God do his thing, always, in every event, in every day of your life. And instead of being only slightly useful to God, or an actual hindrance to him, you will provide a conduit, a blessing, from him to those nearby. God doesn't really care about our individual circumstances. He cares about commending his love to us and commending his love through us. The whole purpose of God's salvation through Jesus is to redeem, and the whole purpose of redemption is to bring us into an intimacy that was once known only in the Garden of Eden. Now, whatever it takes to get there should be something that makes me happy, even if it's painful or even if it's full of stress. If I understand that God only brings circumstances into my life and heartbreaks to me to bring me closer to the garden experience, I should delight in every one of them.